The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Everybody, please open it. Open it to your Bible. Open it. We don't read different translation. We're going to read it like a mass choir. Are you there? Exodus 6, 2 and 3. Are we there? If that Amplified Classic, that's okay too. Are we there now? Let's go together. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai. But by my name, the Lord, Yahweh, the redemptive name of God, I did not make myself known to them in acts and in great miracles. So there was something he showed Moses that he didn't show Abraham. And so when we say the burning bush encounter changed Moses, it wasn't that the power of God came upon him and he fell on the ground. No. Are you following me? It was because in that moment, he came into something that other people have not come into. His eyes opened something that they've never seen. Mighty miracles. Mighty acts of God. And I'm going to say to you, if you're going to be a man that will walk in the supernatural, then you must know God as the God who can do all things and who can be anything he wants to be at any time. Let me give you an example. Some of you know, you see some of the fathers of faith in this nation. Now hear what I'm going to say. Some of them, they don't know all these things I'm teaching. Some of them don't know, if you talk about gospel, have you heard some of them preach? They don't even have much knowledge in those areas. Have you seen those things? Some of them are actually, let me not use the word ignorant, but they don't have much knowledge. I get to the point. Some of them, when you explain the gospel to them, it's even strange. But they have mighty miracles. Do you know why? They know God as the God who can do all things. It's as simple as that. That's why you really don't, you don't need to know more. If you know God as the God who can do all, you look at, you know, who do I give that example now? Because there are many of them. So that's why you read their books, you can actually see wrong interpretation of scriptures in their books. Have you ever seen those things? When you hear them talk, you can hear, which was this one explaining? Sometimes they explain out of context. Are you following me now? They explain out of context. I heard one man I respect so much preach one day. I just didn't laugh because I respect him. Because he was really preaching. He was just preaching. I don't want to say what he said. But I was totally confused. He just went to maybe everywhere this particular word appeared in the Bible and read everything. First verse was not connected to the second verse. He didn't know much. But immediately after he finished preaching, he said it's time for miracles. And cripples began to walk. Because, listen, it's your revelation that changes you. Then they know that God can do all things. That's all. They may not be able to give you the Greek word for all. But they just know. Are you following me, friends? That's what Moses knew. You might be able to explain Romans more than Moses. But you cannot divide Red Sea more than Moses. Are you getting the point? Because Moses knows something you are not aware of. That God, Yahweh, can do anything. And that's what you need to catch. All the time, the limitation is in our head. The things we don't know about God. Or where we've placed God. One day Paul was talking in the book of Acts. He asked them, why does this seem an impossible thing to you that God can raise the dead? He was asking, why is he looking hard to you? It wasn't a big deal for Moses. That's why tomorrow we're going to look at it. Anything God told Moses, Moses believed. When God said, okay, we're going to pray and the earth will open, Moses agreed. And he prayed the earth open and swallowed people. He believed incredible things because he got a revelation of God who is incredible, who can do anything. And let me tell you, in ministry, it's good you know gospel, it's good you know all of this, because that's, all those knowledge is what builds people, right? You need to build people, you need to have the right knowledge, you have to know the gospel, you have to have life. But see, if you're going to enter into difficult territories and have mighty miracles, you need to know God as Yahweh. You know what I said? You need to know God as powerful, as the God who can do all things. You need to know him like that. Because there are places you enter that the demons, they don't understand English. They only understand power. So Moses may not be able to speak all this Greek and Hebrew you are speaking. But Moses knew something about God. That God can do all things. And if you check, I wish you had time, if you check throughout all the Old Testament prophets, this was one thing they knew. Elijah knew that fire could come down from heaven. The problem is that we don't even think these things are possible. That's why some of us, when we hear some testimonies, we even laugh. You see, when you hear strange testimonies and you laugh, you are demonstrating your doubt, actually. And it's good you are laughing because you never have those things. Never. I believe in incredible things. I believe that God can do very terrible things. Very terrible things in righteousness. Are you following me? I believe that. That God can do mighty things in righteousness. I believe that a missing kidney can appear. Yes. Yes. That's I am. He can be anything he wants to be. I believe you can stand before people that are about to kill you and you disappear in their presence. You say, That's the kind of things I believe. That's what God was trying to show Moses. I am Yahweh, the self-existing one. Nobody created me. I just came. Are you following me? And I can become anything. And actually, he could become anything. When he wanted to become man, he made himself into man and became Jesus and came. Oh, I get what I'm saying. That's why I said the name was prophetic. So he could become anything. So he could turn himself from God to man. Mighty God. Compress himself into the womb of a woman. Are you following me? And was born and grew up. Mighty God. When he was done, he ascended to heaven. He died, first of all. After 3 days, he came back. He can be anything he wants to be. He's not following me this morning at all. Now, that's the God you carry into the street. You want to see mighty miracles? Take what I'm saying this morning very seriously. Let me give you a big secret. Something that will help you with this revelation thing. If you get home, as an assignment after this over, go to the Old Testament. Don't read the New Testament. Go to the Old Testament and begin to study the mighty acts of God there. Your mind will explode. Why did I say don't read the New Testament? It's because the New Testament is actually not a testament of stories. It's a teaching. Right? The aim of the New Testament was not to tell stories. It was to teach. That's why people say things like, if you say God does this, why did it not happen in the New Testament? It's not a testament where story. It's not a part of the book where we tell stories. I get to the point. So Paul will not tell this. Paul is just teaching. The place we even find small stories, even in the book of Acts. Everything about Romans was just trying to teach and explain. So go and check the mighty Acts of the Testament. Feed on it a very long time. From now till like mid next year, your miracle ministry will change. I'm telling you a very simple thing. Because by the time you read those things for some time, the first thing that will happen, you will begin to believe so many nonsense. In a good way. I mean nonsense in a good way. Nonsense, I mean things that don't make sense to the human mind. You begin to believe that some things are possible. People are looking at me now. I believe in some incredible things. That's why I make some incredible announcements. Are you following me? I say some things that don't make sense. I say, you will be fine. Sometimes, you know, somebody... Well, let me not say that. So, it's about what you believe. It's about, not what you believe about, what you believe about God. About God. What did the angel say to Mary? With man, that is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So, a man must come to a point where he understands God as the God that can do everything. If he wasn't a man of science and wonders. I was in Pastor Kumi's crusade one of those days.
and the man just finished preaching. Who has ever been to any of those crusades? Pastor Kumi, if you get to those crusades, you will see ease in the miraculous. He just finished preaching salvation. They made other people came and gave received Jesus and all that. Then he came back and prayed a simple prayer for miracles. Say, let the sick be healed, let the blind eyes open, let that happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Guess what? He went and sat down. Now, real life story. You have been there, you know what I'm saying? You can sit down. No other prayer, no stress, nothing else. Then suddenly, a wheelchair is up. A blind, I'm telling you, simply. What do you think is taking people to those churches? Why do you think people are going there? You think like they like everything? I'm talking about mighty miracles. But it comes by first knowing that God can do anything. 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 You carry that consciousness. That's why you will not be scared if they say lay hands on the sick. You're not afraid. I told you yesterday, if they bring someone that they've cut off the two legs, I will lay hands. He said, what if it doesn't work? I will lay hands first. Because I believe that God can do everything. So he said, I am Yahweh. I am. Can a nation be born in a day? Yes. So that's why I can confidently stand before someone that is broke, has less than 100,000 in his accounts. Is that broke? But that's broke, oh. Okay, but that is broke. What is broke? Maybe I even owe in MTN. I can stand for that kind of person and speak like Elijah by this time tomorrow. And people will be like, why do you guys make all these kind of announcements? People are tempting God. That's the problem. There is something in your head that I've not come to see. That God can actually do everything. Yes. And that's why your own ministry is not happening. Because you don't even think it can happen. Are you following me now? Yeah. When I shared a story yesterday about how we traveled and we didn't have know how to come back. Some of you are wondering, you are taking this goal. Did it cross your mind? What if you don't come back? What if it doesn't work? That's the problem. Now that was my first time, you know. The first time I attempted that kind of trip, I was just sure the Lord wanted me to go. And I went on that trip. I wasn't married then. You know, it's good to practice many things before you marry. Yeah, it's good to practice many things with the supernatural before you marry. I'm telling you, so you master it very well. That when you're taking your family on that journey, you know that you've been there before. You've not believed God for Gary, you want to get married. So what if Gary finished your house? You need to have mastered to believe God for Gary, then you're not getting married. Say amen. All you planning to marry, believe God for Gary first. Yeah, for real, because on that trip, I was just, you know, no money to even come back. I finished my stay. Till that morning, they were random, like Sunday morning, they ran down the program, no money to come back. They ran that meeting up Saturday morning. And I was to be in church to preach Sunday morning. And I had not seen my transport. And I didn't talk to nobody about it. Some of you need to master how not to talk to anybody about your problem. Some of you, the fourth thing you do, have problem is you talk to people. You call everybody in your life. And that's why you've called everybody. When they see your call, they know why you're calling. Now I'm giving a rebuke. Stop that already. Let me say this to you. Never make a channel your source. Yes. And that's why when those people you call disappoint you, you feel your word has ended. Now, at that time, you call people. Well, there's nothing wrong with calling people. But make sure that before you call people, you're calling from a point of divine leading. Because let me say this to you. Nobody will give you money except God tells them to give you money. If you know this and I said, you'll be fine. If the 5,000 things that they can give you, nobody can give you 5 million. Unless God Almighty speaks to the person. Even you, can you give anyone 5 million? Can you give anybody your 5 million? You.
It will take God talking to the person. So if you can't even give anybody 100,000, you need an angelic encounter to part the 100,000. You need God appearing to say, "My son, it is I." You say, "Lord, is it you?" He say, "Yes, it's me." And so what makes you think that people will just show up, say, "My uncle promised me and forgot me"? You will forget somebody. Which is why when there are needs, you turn to God. Let God turn to man. So if God now tells you to talk to somebody, when you are speaking, it's not just your voice the person is hearing. The person is hearing the voice of God in your own voice. Because you are echoing what God said you should say. Are you following what I'm talking about, friends?
Yes.
But as some of us, that's how I operate. Once there is a need, the first thing you want to do is begin to call everybody you know. He said, "Good evening." Or just a beggar. So I said, "But I'm going to deal with this guy." So next time he came, "Good evening, my pastor." I said, "Good evening." He said, "I've not eaten." I said, "I see." I said, "Thank God I even saw you." My wife was there that day. He said, "Because I've been thinking of meeting you. You've been on my mind." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yes. I've been thinking about this injury on your leg. I want to pay for the hospital treatment." So I said, "I've spoken to some of the doctors. Come to church and meet me. I will treat you for free." Me, I knew his leg was fine. He said, "Okay." From that day, he escaped. He abandoned. He doesn't come to me again. He avoids me. People that beg don't realize no human being can part with his hard-earned money. Five naira, yes. 20 naira, yes. Maybe 200 naira. Maybe 1K. Maybe 3K. Or 5K. For 200,000. God has to speak to me. Oh. And that's also on that trip, I didn't call anybody. I was just praying. And the program held, and I was not distracted. After the program, there was still no money. I carried my, you know, that kind of thing. I expected me to check your account. Nothing was reflecting. So I carried my bag. I just went to the restroom. At least let me ease myself. So that if I'm trekking, at least. Are you following me? Yeah, because before that meeting, my pastor's protocol reached out to us. That's a part of the story I've not told you guys. Reached out to us before that meeting and said, "Dad wants you guys to make a video about this meeting, inviting people." I said, "Why not?" So I made a video. I said, "Hello, I have a meeting coming up in Lagos. I did the video. My people did it. I posted it." It was that video that that young man saw on Facebook. I said, "This man, he blessed me. Oh, you're coming to Lagos." So that's how he traced me to that meeting. I said, "When I saw that video that you posted, I said, I must come and see you. When I was in jail yesterday, you blessed my life." I said, "Oh, glory to God." He said, no. "I really want to talk to you. You've been a blessing, sir." I said, "Thank God." He said, "Can you do me the honors of allowing me to pay for your flight?" No. You don't respond like that. You look hungry. So just say, that's why you respond. That's why you look hungry. Don't respond. Don't say, "Jesus." No. So when they told me, I said, "Well, hallelujah." Yeah, it's he says, "Sir, please, I know. I know you don't always allow this." I say, "Who am I? I don't." Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you for real. So, of course, he paid, though. No, I didn't use flights, don't worry. And I didn't use flights. Why? Forget. Let me get home first. But I'm telling you, so because I've had that experience, when it was time to make that the next trip, it was no longer a big deal for me. Yeah. I have many of these stories. I've gone on many journeys that if I step out, I don't know. That's why, for instance, this whole building thing. Do you know why I can confidently come out to you guys when we didn't have a dime and say we're going to buy a land
In, so people do land projects in churches for 5 years. And they're not bad people, though. So how can I announce that? Because by the time I was announcing that God is my witness, I'm preaching on his stage, we didn't have a dime. One night I set out for it. I'm selling that project. So it's because in my own life, I've done those things. I've taken some, I've set some incredible targets in my own life. Let me tell you, begin to practice your own faith work. Begin to have your own result. It is when you have your own result, I can lead people to have the same result. I'll show you that tomorrow night. Do you know, before God released Moses to go and begin to turn rod into snake, Moses did it. He did it by himself. God told him, drop your rod. He dropped it. He turned to snake. God told him, put your hand in your armpit. He turned to, he became leprous. He said, put it back. He got healed. He learned it. Are you following me, friends? So that's what made him know that God can do everything. It's when you have that revelation, you can now take it to go and bless people. Are you following me, friends? You must know, say, God is Yahweh. That he can do everything and anything. So that's the first thing he made Moses see. That, hey, I can do anything. I can do everything. And you have to believe me like that. So Moses left that place. Apart from knowing that God will always be with him, he also got to know that this God can do anything. No, he's Yahweh. He said, I am what I am, and I will be. You know, tomorrow I'm going to explain that. Do you understand why? Do you know why Moses asked for God's name? Because Moses was coming from Egypt, where I'm going to show you, Egypt had over 20 gods. Tomorrow I'll tell you their names. Yeah, I'll tell you some of the names. That's the reason we're going to get to that story tomorrow. And all of them had names. So, if you go and say, let my people go, they'll say, which one is, what's the name of this particular God sending you? He said, tell them I am what I am, and I will be what I will be. So anything you want, make I be. Are you getting the point? Anything you want, I'm going to do it. And come on, he proved it to them. So that's the next revelation. The next thing that happened to Moses in that place, apart from the revelation of I am, he now told him, go to verse 15. Let's read together, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 15. Let me use my hard copy Bible. Do you have a hard copy Bible? Let me see. Aha. You see, now people will come to church. So let's read verse 15. And God said, moreover, God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say, children of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has. So apart from telling him I am that I am, he said, I'll tell you something. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Now that's very interesting. Because he revealed himself as the God. Who? So in other words, you know, when Moses was growing up, he had heard about Abraham. Because of course his mother raised him and I've told him stories upon stories. He said, I'm the God of Abraham. So what God did with Abraham, and this is very serious. And this, I'm going to, this is how God produces men. God, after telling him, I'll be with you and I am that I am, I can do all things. Let me tell you something. I'm the God of Abraham. So he pointed him to a certain lineage that has been marked by the supernatural. He pointed him to Abraham, a man that had a child at 100. And Sarah that had a child and 90. Pointed him to Isaac, a man that prospered in a strange land. Pointed him to Jacob, a man that left his house with nothing, but came back well. He said, I am their God. Are you following me? In other words, if you are looking for who I am the God who helped Abraham. The God who helped Isaac. The God who helped Jacob. What God does to us is, if he wants to, you know, if, and this is something God always does, he will point you to a certain group of people. And say, look at them. If I did it with them, I will do it with you. So it's part of the revelation God gave Moses that day. That I am the God that helped Abraham. I am the God that helped Isaac. I am the God that helped Jacob. I am the God that will help you too. That's why in your own journey, that's why I said you can read the Old Testament. Yes. Because what God does is, he reveals himself to you as the God of the Bible. The God of Elijah, the God of Elisha, the God of Paul, the God of Peter, the God, I follow what I'm saying now.
So that when you look at their lives and the result they have in their lives, then you can be sure that the man you are going with will not fail you. So the next thing God did to Moses on that journey was that he showed him patterns to look at. Men to look at as patterns. Yes. And that's what God does to everybody. If you want to be a man that will walk mightily in the power of God, you should have certain men. Certain men from the Bible, certain men in history. Do you know what changed my life in terms of the miraculous? What changed my life was because I read a book called God's General. Because in that book that I read, I saw patterns of what God can do with a man. So the same thing God did to Moses, he does to everybody. When he told Mary, you have a child, Mary was doubting. He said, well, go look at Elizabeth. Elizabeth already has a child. So if Elizabeth has a child, you will have a child. So let me teach you this. You want to be a man that walks in the power of God. Set godly examples before you. I get the point. Examples of men that have walked in these things. Genuine men. I'm not talking about... genuine men. Set them before you. That have walked in these things. So he said, look at Abraham. Look at Isaac. If I did it with them, I would do it with you. So, three things. First, when Moses was leaving that place that day, he got to know, for instance, number one, that God will always be with him. Number two, that this God that will be with him can do all things. Number three, he got to also see people to keep looking at. Are you following what I'm saying now? That is why, for instance, when I preach, when a good pastor preaches, he tells stories. Do you know why he should tell stories? Because those stories I'm telling is not just to glorify myself, it's actually to show you a pattern. That's why. Are you following me? That's why you tell stories. It's to show you a pattern. To let you know that this is... So the next time you're on a journey and it looks like you can be stranded, you can remember that story. So God can come to you as the God of Pastor Henry. Not because he's not your own God. But by mentioning that person to you, he's trying to tell you, look at that person. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you know what God... Let me give you an example. Before we started this project, I woke up one morning and the Lord said, I heard from the Lord, the book of 1 Kings. He gave me some books. Guess what was happening in the area those asked me to read? The building of the temple of Solomon. And Solomon's house. Yes. I studied it for almost 2 months. You know what God was doing? God was trying to say, I've done this kind of thing to a certain generation. So look at them. When I finished that, I went to look of Nehemiah. Are you following me? Before God does incredible things with you, he will show you patterns to focus. If you are wise, be looking at those patterns. I mean, men as patterns. And I was telling recently. Yes. These crusades that we are planning to start next year, God already pointed at a particular minister and said, look at that man. There are actually two. And it was when the Lord said, look at that man, that I found out that, man, there are people doing this and I wanted to do. Because what we are planning to do in this place, big crusades, the morning session will be sharing food and relief materials. Bags of rice, bags of beans. Are you getting the point? What are all those things they share? Yam. So I'm not talking about one cup. Bags. As it's happening, there is free medical service happening at the same time. Free. It's not paracetamol. So all our doctors and pharmacists and nurses will come in handy. Free medical services. Shout amen now. Yes. I'm looking for us for a time we will get to in this medical service, where we can be able to set up mini clinics to even conduct surgeries. Yes. Because the pattern God showed me, in 1 week, they conducted like about 40 or 50 surgeries on ground. Free. Are you following me? Now, that's how God works with people. He gives you. So if you're going to be a man of the miraculous, pay attention to the patterns God is setting before you. Are you following me, friends? Then while that is happening, while we are sharing food and then we are doing all of that, there will be, for the young people, free skill acquisition. Tech skills, anything you can think of, for free.
then the night session will be the miracle crusades. Now, when God began to show me this, the first, he began to show me, say, look at this man. And I saw, wow! So he told Moses, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh, but in case I've told you I am, but then I'll do one more thing for you. I'm going to show you three men. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I am their God. So when you are thinking I won't do it, look at what I did in their lives. When you are thinking I can't divide Red Sea, remember that a woman who was 90 carried a baby. When you are thinking you will starve in the wilderness, remember that there was an Isaac who stayed in a land that had famine and planted in that land and harvested in that land and became rich in that same land in the days of famine. So when you are in the wilderness, I will take care of you. He's not following me this morning at all. Now that's how God produces men. So Moses didn't just have an encounter that threw him under anointing and he shouted. He came out from that place with certain knowings. There are godly patterns. There are godly patterns. Are you following me? Now that doesn't mean you copy them. But it just means that whatever God is telling you, of course, what Moses eventually did went beyond whatever Abraham did and whatever Isaac did. But God had to point them to him as the people that you have to be looking at. And that's one encouraging thing about God. And I want to say this very, very confidently. There is nothing God will ask you to do that he has not done through somebody else. So once he begins to lead you, he will raise those men to you and say, look at them. Some of you, even in your fields, there are ideas God is putting in your head. He will raise certain men for you and just say, look at this person. Look at this person. Don't just be looking at them. Moses didn't need to meet Abraham. Of course, Abraham had died by then. He didn't need to meet Isaac, but he just need to know that the same God that was their God is their God. And let me say this. When God is showing you patterns, it's good you focus on patterns and examples of believers. I'm talking to people who are in the business world. God will show you believers that have done incredible things, so that you can be looking at them and know that this is possible. Are you following me now?
Yes.
And that's why I was saying yesterday, God will raise some of you to become those patterns too. Yes. Because I'm trusting God and it's already happening. That as God is working with us here, God will also send other people to come and say, come and see what I'm. So one day God is going to tell a minister somewhere, I'm the God of Pastor Henry. And that is God telling that minister, go and look at what I'm doing in that guy's life. So that you will see that whatever I'm telling you about your own will happen. Are you following me? Let me say this. One of the things the devil does, he did it to me, he tried to do it to me, just as a strong person. What else Satan does too? You know, Satan tries to mimic what God is doing. He actually shows you bad examples too. Have you observed? To be very frank, I'm talking about this building, and you hear about this building till the next 5 years. You say, why are you like that? We have not heard. Well, the Lord, let's not finish it. Are you here? I'll be every day. Every time I'm preaching, I say, like this building now. When we wanted to start this, one of the things the devil did, when I was saying, we're going to build this here, I'm packing this. Do you know the devil showed me? He said, can the devil show a man of God? Satan took Jesus and showed him. Who are you that he cannot show you? He will show you. It's not whether you want to see it or not. The devil pointed out real ministries that are big, that have been trying to get land and to build for like 5 years. Some people that I know that have been building for like 8 years. Now, they're not a bad ministry, very healthy ministries. So what makes you think that you can move into the... You guys are just overestimating. And it was just playing in my head. So what did I do? When that began to rise, I switched to the pattern that God showed me. One of those patterns is my spiritual father. My spiritual father built and moved into the house, into the church building in 57 or 59 days. Yes. Our own have not got to 59. Before it gets to 59, we'll finish. I'm not competing. I'm just telling what happened. Because there's a pattern. Are you following what I'm saying? There's a pattern. So God will set patterns before you. Then I saw Shabayedeko with Fed Tabernacle. They built that thing in 1 year. That's 50,000 capacity in 1 year. There are patterns that God will show you. Now, I'm not saying you should try to copy anybody. But I mean, every time God gives an instruction, always listen. He will show you certain men. Are you following me? To prove to you that that thing he wants to do with you is doable. So next time the Lord says, I want you to travel. Now, some of you God is putting you out to travel outside this country. To go and do ministry. He said, me, travel outside the country. To go and do ministry. And what if I go there and get carried away? There are people that have gone and they succeeded and they came back. You will not be number one. Are you following me? And once the Lord is done with you, he will now begin to send other people to you. In this my lifetime, I'll be a man that God will point people to. Are you following me? So that when they're having that, you can look at Pastor Henry now. Can't you see? Yes. I'll be that kind of man. And be that kind of man too. And how to be is to follow what God is telling you. When you succeed in it, he will now begin to point people to you. So God couldn't have said to Moses, I'm the God of who now? Maybe the God of Cain. I won't even use Cain. You know, there are people, there are people that God is their God for real because he loves us, but he cannot point people to them. You hear what I said? Because they have not been able to prove that hand of God upon them. So if he sends people to them, those people he sends to will be discouraged. You know, I get what I'm saying now. That's why I'm going to say before I continue, don't fail at whatever God gives you to do. Please tell somebody, say don't fail. Don't fail at whatever God gives you to do. Anything he tells you to do, don't fail at it. Because if you fail, not only have you failed, you've also stopped God from sending people. Are you getting me? You're no longer a pattern that can be copied. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So because Abraham walked with the Lord, Isaac walked with the Lord, Jacob and all of that, God can now say, I am their God. So it doesn't mean he's not the God of all the other people, but he said, I'm their God. So I can know that what I did with them, I'll do with you. I've been hearing Joseph in my spirit. And I want to say it again. Some of you that are trusting the Lord to travel out of this nation for the purpose of ministry, God is saying, I should point you to Joseph. Joseph went into Egypt as nothing, with nothing. In fact, he came in as a slave. Are you getting the point? Yet God used him mightily there. Then Daniel, they came in as slaves too. God used them mightily there. I can tell you about Shadrach, about Meshach, about Abednego. They came in as slaves and God used them mightily there. When God sends you to a place, he will give you patterns. Are you following me? Now, you might not be able to copy those people and do everything they did, exactly how they did it. But at least looking at those people, you know that this thing is possible. Has God ever shown you people like that, pointed people like that to you? Yeah. Some of them would have died though. Yeah, some of them, you read about them in books. That's why I read history books a lot. Are you following me, friends? That's why I read history books. Because history books give me possibilities. Now, there are two ways to, there's a wrong way to read history books. Some people read history books as though the people that are in those history books are superhuman. So, you hear people say things like, Babalola prayed for 3,000 days. Chasfina prayed for 5,000 days. You know, I don't read history like that. I don't read history and I see impossibilities. You know, some people read history and they find that, Kai, we can never be like this man. That's how I read history. Whenever God points me to history, he's showing me what is possible. Don't let history discourage you. You know, history can discourage people. They say, this man, they are not in this level. Oh. Say, Babalola was praying for 3,000 days. That's an exaggeration, I'm just saying. But I've never heard those things. And when you hear them, you just know God cannot use you. You are just sure God will not use you because you are not about to pray for 3,000 days. You know the thing about history is that when history is told, people that are not wise get discouraged. A
A man of God can go in to pray. Let me give an example. A man of God can go in to pray now. I can start praying. And the hand of God will come upon me and I pray for the next 3 days. It can happen. It's the hand of the Lord. Moses went and prayed for 40, stayed in the mountain for 40 days. But the hand of God came upon him. Now, when the story is told that Pastor Henry prayed for 3 days, you now say, no wonder God is using him. That's not true. Don't let history discourage you. When God points you to history, he's pointing you to possibilities. He's not following me this morning at all. Yeah. He's pointing you to what is possible. One of the first men that I read about was John G. Lake. Do you know John G. Lake? Do you know John G. Lake? Do you know Michael Jackson? You have to know. Some of you don't know John G. Lake, you know Michael Jackson. John G. Lake was such a great man. I read his story. Every time I read those stories, I was like, wow, what kind of man is this? What kind of man is this? Went to South Africa and shut down everything in South Africa. In those days. In his lifetime, he raised over 5,000 healing ministers. That was John G. Lake. And when I read those stories, I saw possibilities in the anointing. So God began to show Moses what was possible. Not just by, first of all, he told him, I'll be with you. Secondly, he told him, he described himself to you, I'm the God that can do all things. But if this too is not enough for you, I'll tell you one more thing, David, Moses. I've done it with Abraham. I've done it with Jacob. I've done it with Isaac. You are yet another person I will do it with. And if you trust me, I will exceed it with you. And begin to point other people to you. Be that person, for instance, as a minister in this ministry that we can point people to. Yes. Be that person that we can point people to. Say, look at this brother. Be that person who can point people to in ministry. Be that person that will do ministry to a point that will be telling people, can't you see? And so that God can even point people to you. And said to them, can't look at what this brother is doing. I'm not saying he's bigger than you. I'm just saying if he can do it, you can do it too. And that's why some of you are following me today. Because God pointed you to me. God got me to you. God said, look at that man. Are you following what I'm saying now? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Today we call him the God of Moses. I can say the point because Moses made the mark. Today we call him the God of Elijah. You know, the people you have as patterns are very important. And I want to say this before I move on from this point. They are very important to how far you can go. That's why I'm really troubled when I see young people of this generation. And you ask them, who is their role model? You have many idiots on it, Instagram and TikTok. And that's the problem. Because are the people that are looking at. When I was growing up, I was looking at John G. Lake, sir. A.A. Allen, do you know him? The man of miracles. R.W. Chambers said the greatest miracle he's ever seen in his life was under A.A. Allen's ministry. Have you heard that story? A person that got, was it 30-something, Abby? 30-something miracles in one body. The child was born. The child was almost not born. And that's all I can put it. No eye, no ear. In fact, no, the tongue was inside. He said the first thing when he prayed, the tongue pulled out. It was such a dramatic. The guy, man, miracles. I'll tell you that story this night. It's a story I love telling. See, that's the greatest miracle I ever saw. That was A. Allen. They are the kind of men we saw. In them, we saw possibilities with God. That's what makes you a man of sign and a man of wonders. Because there are people you are looking at, oh, they did it, then we can do it too. Allen prayed in a meeting to a point that he said, God will anoint all of you with oil. They shouted amen. They opened their hands. Physical oil appeared on their hands. And it's not African magic. Others are buying Goya. I'm just saying. You know Goya?
Such a man, such grace. Such grace. So those are the people who are looking at growing up. To that our generation now, see young people that say you're a role model. I didn't grow up. Do you know some of the people that some of the ladies I raised? You come to my house those days, and I used to play messages like Joan Tabano's message for you. Now, do you know the problem? I know that most of those girls, not scratch that, all of those girls I was playing those messages for, they don't understand anything that woman is saying. How do you know Joan Tabano? Black American. I know those girls are village girls. Some of them are here. You see. But you know why I kept playing those messages to them? I was setting a pattern before them. Because those days it was strange for a woman to be able to preach in Nigeria. So every time they come, I'll put women preachers for them. Are you following what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to let them see. And John Tabana was very radical. Very, very radical, if you know her those days. And it's been long I listened to her. He says, hey, you know, yeah. So I say, watch it, watch her. And they keep asking me, is that a woman? I say, it's a woman. Because it's one of the ways God produces men. He shows you godly patterns. Dr. Mokwa died recently. These are the people who are looking at growing up. Yes. I'm not joking, no. Just looking at the man growing up. Looking at the man growing up. Dr. Ma was a sign and a wonder. Some of you don't know who Dr. Makpa is. Some of you are young. He's a great man of God. That's not a great man of God, though. if not that I know better, I would have told you he's a man that comes once in every generation. Dr. Makpa. Talk of signs and wonders. He spoke and the certain shrine went on fire. He told them. We told him they would kill him. The angel said, I'm going to kill you by tomorrow. Because you spent money that would have been used for good things to print handbills for crusade. And he said, you know how he talks. He said, it's okay. It's just that same tomorrow that you want to kill me, fire will come upon your shrine. And it will burn non-stop for 21 days. And my God, it happened. It's not far. Oko village. From Oko, go and ask a question. Newspapers carried it. The fire was burning non-stop for 21 days. Nobody could put it out. Now, that's why people are looking at growing up. So when God now tells us that heaven can fall, we can rush in and attempt to pull heaven down. Because somebody has done it. Godly patterns. Godly patterns. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Godly patterns. The God of the Bible. So, and God said I should stand this a little. Are there things God has been telling you to do? If you are having doubts in your heart, there are patterns that have done it. There are people that have done it before. There are people. I read a book by Dr. Mokwa minutes ago. He said the first crusade they held in New York, he said they entered every single house in New York before they had the crusade. Every single house. And we're going to replicate that in this area. Every house. We enter at least four times. Now when you come and say, you people again, you say yes. But I saw it in a person. I follow in the point now. There's a man the Lord said to me recently. My wife knows. I was telling her, the Lord said, follow this man. Look at this man. He's a man I don't really pay attention to his ministry. But in recent times, I've just been looking at what he's doing, looking at what he's doing, looking at what he's doing, looking at what he's doing. Let me tell you, every time God does, that's why, you know, when you learn this and I'm teaching you, anything God does in the body of Christ, be happy. Because when he does those things, I just showed you a pattern. And one day, there will be a leading in your heart that he will be that person you need to look at. Look at what Pastor Chris did recently. They had a crusade in one night. 15 crusades in 15 stadiums in one night. 15 stadiums. Packed, they planned for 10. Then it turned to 15. All stadiums packed down in one night. Are you following me? That's a pattern. Certain things are possible. That's why I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. So when I see those, I say, hey, it's possible. So I'm not the kind that will say, hey, how are they sure? 15 stadiums packed down. Some of them happened in the north where there was insecurity. Certain things are possible. And God is showing you patterns that you can look at and know that these things can happen. Are you following me? Now, he said, I followed the crusade that night too. It's not, I didn't hear it. I followed it. As time, he said, show the other stadiums. And I was showing it. Everywhere packed. The man wasn't coming. They were to watch him. Like they were to watch him on TV. They gathered to watch a man. And the miracles happened in all those stadiums simultaneously. Now that's an example. So hate him, like him. Just be looking at him. He said, I don't like you, so fry his head. Just be looking at him first. Nobody says you fry your own hair. Just be looking at him first. Hallelujah. In 1 year, COVID year, planted 10,000 churches. How many churches? 10,000. He said, I don't like that man. If you don't like him, just look at him. Look to Abraham, your father. Isaiah 51. Look to Abraham and to Sarah that bed. He said, I called him alone and I increased him. These are patterns. So be that kind of man that tomorrow God is going to tell somebody, look at, what's your name now? That will be my story. Because anything God does with a person, he wants to replicate in many people. He's just looking for number one that he will use in that locality so that others can see him and know that it's possible. Now, I was telling some people, somebody said, this one that you guys have built a church now. Many people will now start attempting to build. And I said to him, I said, it's fine. I said to him, there will be two categories of young ministers that will emerge once we are done with this building. See, the first set are people who will try to copy what we are doing. Say, they did it, we can also do it. Those ones will fail. But there will be another category that will begin to do it because we did it. Because God will point it to them. God will tell them, I've been putting these ideas in your spirit. Look at these people, I've done it. So it's not actually wrong. Are you what I'm talking about? Yes, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. Are you following me, friends? It's not wrong. That's why I'm saying this to help some of you that are ministers here, pastors. There are things you might start doing and other churches start doing. Don't get angry. It's fine. Sometimes I'm not just copying you. Sometimes those things have been in their spirit all the while, but they've been doubting God. So God now raised you to model it so they can now follow it. So not everything is, don't pick offense. They are copying me because I started a crusade. Yes, they will start. Once we start some of this crusade, many other ministers will start it. And it's not copy. It's real. So God most times is looking for somebody to start with. Are you following me, friends? So that in that person, others will see possibilities and say, oh wow, is this possible? So this is possible. Well, let's try it. And if there's anything you are trying to do, look, somebody has done it. You know, there's the law, there's something about history. Nothing is new under the sun. Are you aware? Nothing is new under the sun. Anything that is happening now have happened before. Anything God is telling you to do now, somebody has done it. You're a student in school, God is and we are saying, plant the church there, plant the fellowship. Somebody has done it before. Not some many, many human beings. If I let me tell you, almost all the ministries you know in this nation started in universities. Christ said, I started in university. Are you aware? Most of those ministries started in the university. So when God is telling you in your university, you can plant the church. You don't say how. He started, even Dagger Mills Ministry started in the university.
Not Bishop Dag, in Ghana. He was a university student, a medical student. Serious course, so medical student that started a church as a medical student. His first set of students were not, of church members were nursing students. Yes. So those things God is showing you, it is possible. Are you following me, friends? It's possible. So I believe in possibilities. After this thing, God begin to show you people. Now be wise. Sometimes that God will show you. God is not saying copy their doctrine. God is not saying copy what they preach. Are you following what I'm saying? But God just shows you so that you can know that these things can happen. So there are people I don't listen to, for instance, but I follow them on Instagram. Are you following what I'm saying now? Yeah, Instagram is not. I don't listen to. I just watch what they do. I say, wow, glory to God. Wow, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Yes. Oh, Oluwambe, Gloria, Yemi. Woo. Yes. Ooh, yes. Yes. My God. Sing it again. Declaring it, come on. Do it one more time. Yes, there is a spirit of possibility in the house. There is a spirit of possibility in the house. Yes, 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 yes.
There is possibility. There are possibilities. And God is pointing out people for you. Hey, Akarone Shataya. Hey, listen, there are some of you that God has been talking to about a solid healing ministry. And I saw that in the spirit. There are possibilities. I'm trying to leave this one, but God is just trying to keep me here. He said, godly patterns, godly patterns, godly patterns, godly men, godly examples. Godly patterns. One of you, God is going to show you some of those men. Some of them are even around you. I said again, that's why we tell stories.
Yeah, that's why we tell stories.
That's how we preach, we tell stories. It's not like we just want to glorify ourselves. I will tell stories. Those stories are showing you that certain things are possible. You know, one major reason why we have the Bible is for this reason. So that we can have examples. That's when people say, Old Testament is not important. I say you don't have sense. Without the Old Testament, we wouldn't have known that many things are possible. It's possible. Are you following me, friends? Many things are possible. Many things. It was after I stayed and fed on miracles of provision in the Old Testament that my life changed. Not just as per having resources now. I could see how it is possible to speak to people and their lives will change. Because I saw it in the Bible. I saw Elijah walk in and tell the woman, by this time, you know, the floor will not finish. I saw Elijah tell the woman, the oil will not finish. So I now saw, that was there the Lord said to me. If you have read my book, Take Heed, I talked about this. There are ways God provides for a minister. One of those ways, there are many other ways. One of those ways, one, God can send people that are rich to you. That's just one way. That's the way many people know. And God send rich people around me in Jesus' name. So that rich people enter the church and begin to give you. That's one way. But don't say that's another pattern. That's why it took me that Elijah and Elijah told. He gave me, for instance, Elijah and Elijah had similar things. Let me explain this to you. Elijah had a woman that was rich, right? Yes. Was it Elijah? Both of them they had. People that, but Elijah also, something stood about Elijah. Elijah also had a woman that was broke. Elisha had a woman that was rich. I even built a house for him. I had another woman that was, God said, I will send the two of them your way. He said, there are men that already have the resources, but there are men that will come to you and not have anything. He said, your duty is to use the anointing upon your life to make sure they come to the level where they can now be a blessing. That's how it works. When I read those stories, I began to see. That's why if I look at some of you, as broke as you think you are looking, I'm seeing. That's why when you hear me talk in church about money, I say, give your 10 million, give your 20. You guys are wondering, what's wrong with this man? Do you know who you are talking to? I know you are the one that don't know yourself. Because by reading those stories, I saw that the anointing can make someone rich. Yeah. So that's why anybody that is broke around me, when people join our church, sometimes when I see them in the office, and I just see how they're looking. I always confidently, some of you have met, confidently tell them, don't worry, in 1 year time, you don't know yourself again, financially. That's one of the wonder, what's the confidence? I know what I'm saying. But God already showed me a pattern in Elisha. That anointing can make a broke person rich. Do you believe in the anointing? God is showing you pictures. Some of you that have strong, I'm seeing healing ministries. There are some of you that the Lord has been talking to about church planting. Maybe your area planting a branch of the church and all of that. I'm going to have a meeting with you if you're in that category. Yes, tomorrow afternoon. That meeting has been in my spirit for a very long time. I think I told mom about it. I told you, yes. What will happen in that meeting? I'll just call you guys and tell you stories. Yes. So in that category, you're trying to start, you're trusting God that God will use you sometime to start a church, a part of this church, a branch, a center, and all of that. Maybe you're in an environment, there's no church there, you want God to use you to bring the church in and all of that. I'm going to see you tomorrow afternoon. Remind me, I'm also at that meeting. Yes. And I'll just tell you stories. Because by the time God shows you pictures in men, you know, when they're reading Bible, you feel it, but when we can show you examples. Sit, please. And that's what I'm going to say to some of you. Apart from ministry too, the things God is putting in your heart, in your industry, in your workplace, in your career, there are people He has done it with. Are you aware? There are people. Now, look at this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, let me say this, because I'll just close with that. That's why there are areas in the body of Christ that I really pity. Many of you that are in the music world, I have been hearing that in my spirit for some time now. God is going to use many of you mightily.
Are you getting the point? Especially some of you that have plans of releasing songs, waxing albums, because in that field, there's already a bad example. Are you following me? Because once there's a bad example in a place, that will keep being replicated. By bad example, I mean, for instance, the example you find in most places now in the music world is that you cannot be a big, in quotes, music minister and be a committed church member. You know that's the example now. That if you really want to make it big, your church has to release you. So I start wandering like an animal. That's why I say, let allow God to, you see here. So I'm trusting the Lord that He will raise many of you to be whatever they think big is. And when we have Zoe, we are still on your uniform. On your Sunday service, Saturday evangelism, you are still there. Because once that happens, most of those artists, they don't go for evangelism. No training. And many younger people think that is the way. Some people think I have an issue with music ministers. I have nothing against music ministers. I just have problem about negative patterns. It's already a pattern everywhere. So if you want to blow a music ministry, now just leave your church. I saw a meeting recently. I think I saw a picture about that. I didn't know much about the meeting, but I saw a picture. I think what's the name of this guy in Abuja? Held a meeting, and some of the popular artists that were in the church were in the choir. Playing instrument, and people were surprised. And I'm like, what is surprising about it? This is the norm. This is the norm. Don't you see our pastors here, pastors of centers? Didn't you see them walking here yesterday and all the while? I mean, pastors of centers with heavy anointing. Yeah, for real, very anointed guys. You saw them walking, doing so. So the point, if you are at a point where there are things you can no longer be for God, you are leaving ministry already. You should be able to be anything that God wants you to be at any time. Like if God wants you to sing now, you sing. If He wants you to carry six now, you carry the six. I feel what I'm saying now. If it's to go and preach, you go and preach. Anything goes, anything for God. Are you following me? Yeah. Anything for God. And one of the deceptions you're going to have in this church is to come out, to see people doing menial jobs, to think they don't have anything. If they last on you, you will not wake up for 3 days. 3 days you will not wake up. You lie down there for 3 days. You see, if they're that anointed, why are they carrying speaker? Does anointing, does speaker remove anointing? If you put speaker on your head, does anointing disappear? A few years ago, there was a big crusade I held in this town, in the stadium there. And I was opportune to be close. Two of the big pastors you know in this nation, in that particular ministry, they were climbing on billboards, hanging billboards by themselves. Because at the time the church felt the budget, they had exceeded their budget to pay people to hang. They will climb up and hang it. I mean, but I'm talking about some of these pastors who are pastors of over 3,000 churches, 5,000 churches. I'm not joking. If I call names, you know who I'm talking about. I'll just go there, hang, climb, come down. That's ministry, sir. That's an example. That's a pattern. Not the one because you think they play your song in three families. But you know what I found out about songs? That is, no matter how bad your song is, people will be praising it. Put it on YouTube. People will just come to your YouTube and say, wow, what a sound. This is the best sound I've heard since I was born. Don't be carried away. Go to another comment section. Same person is there. And then you begin to overestimate your relative importance. Let God raise you as a man that people can look at and copy. You know, it's always a blessing to me when I come in. When, you know, Wednesday night when we were walking here, some of you that came around and joined the work, the first thing that made some vision, you came around, you saw your pastors. You get the point? You saw your pastor, you saw your... All of them, we are just freely, happily doing the work. That is ministry. And may we never lose that. And may we not lose it all. That's why I told you this. I was very happy when it happened. But I want to be sure we've not lost that thing. That is something that should make you
be a person that can do anything and be anything for God at any time, any quiet time. May we not lose it. May we not lose it to fame. May we not lose it to abundance. Even when we have plenty, may we still be those kind of men. This one, you just saw 5 million in your account that is not even your own. Now they say, we come to church, you want us to give you a special seat. Your seat is outside. Outside, that's where you sit. God is raising us. And that's why every time, and that's why I want to close, every time God is talking to you about something, please pay attention to the examples he's showing you. Because right after our music ministry, if once you keep the wrong examples before, you're going to make a mistake. That's what I want to say. Once you keep the wrong examples before you, you'll make a mistake. You can't possibly be a man that work miracles. And the people you put before you are people that say things like, miracles are not important, all these things, then with the apostles. You will not produce one miracle in your life. You have to put some men before you, men who say things like everything is possible. Are you what I'm saying now? Everything is possible. These are the people you put before you and be looking at them. Because for it, that the people God wants you to be looking at. People who can say, oh, this is possible. Blind eyes can see. Deaf ears can hear. You know, I was telling people jokingly. It wasn't a joke, but it was when I went to talk to my pastor, we were talking mid-October. We had barely just done the foundation of this place. I mean, is that the foundation? What do they call that thing? The casting for the pillar, for these pillars to stand on. Mid-October, first week of November, after I finished the program with them. So I was telling him we have a program first week of December. I want this place to be in the state where it can be used. So I sincerely, I felt he was going to tell me after December. That's like 30 days now. He said, well, I thought you would have told me, no, don't stress it now, must you? And I would have said, yes, sir. Because myself, I was tired. But he said, oh, that's great, that's possible. God made this whole world in 6 days, so why can't you? So what kind of man is this? This week. Because I'm well pastored. You get it? My spiritual father is not a father figure in my life. You know there are father figures. It's my father. So earlier this week I sent him he said, let me see the pictures of how far you've gone. So I told them the two pictures of this place and I sent to him. And I said, our program is this week. And that time, this thing was not, all this floor had not been done. This stage had nothing. I thought he was going to say, is your program is this week? Yes. He said, I thought he would say, well, it's fine. But can you guys just rent a hall and do this one next time? He said, oh, great. Just make sure you strengthen this and strengthen that. That's fine. I said, sir, so can you say, was there a problem? I said, no, sir. There are examples. Are you getting the point? Don't put people before you who we tell them you want to travel. Say you want to travel to do ministry. Want to travel to do ministry? Examples that are sent from hell. You can't achieve much. The devil keeps the bad people before us, and God is wiser. So know who you are looking at. Because I tell you, in the stage where I was, sometimes I wanted somebody to discourage me. Have you ever wanted somebody to discourage you? You just want a person that has authority in your life to say stop, so that you stop. We've all been there. You just want somebody that has authority to say, I must say thank you, sir. I was thinking the same thing. So I wanted to just say, do you think it's possible? I said, myself, I don't think it's even possible. Let's leave it. But he would always say, why not? I say, why not, sir? Those are examples to put before you. Anything God is putting in your heart is possible. Just be looking at the right places. The right people. Don't look at the wrong people. Even if they have their sources, don't look at them.
Focus on the people that have done it. I get to the point. You see the examples I have in ministry? People who say that are correct. We're going out for crusades now. You will never see me use comedians to fill stadium. Never. Invite Laugh Today. What are those their names? Say laughter this. I can't do that. So what will happen in the program? After I preach or before I preach, they'll come up and begin to joke, and then the joke will be about miracle. And I'm about to perform miracle. How can they joke about miracle and I perform miracle? It's not work. Are you getting the point now? Godly examples. Godly examples. God is raising them before you. And I'm closing today by saying, focus on them. Focus on your Abraham, your Isaac, and your Jacob. Don't look at Ishmael. Don't look at Esau. Because you realize Isaac had two children. But God pointed Moses to only Jacob. Jacob had many children. God pointed Moses to none of them. If he was going to point to somebody, it would have been Joseph. Only. I feel I'm saying now. Abraham had how many children? How many children? I've kept asking you this question. You keep failing it. How many children did Abraham have? If you say one, let me see your hand. If you say two, let me see your hand. Genesis 25, let me show you. I always show you this. Genesis 25. Let's see how many children Abraham had. We know about Ishmael, right? We know about Isaac. Then again, Abraham took a wife and her name was Keturah. That's after Sarah died. Abraham is a great man. So let's count. And she bare him Zimran and Jokshan and Midan and Midian and Ishbak and Shua. How many kids? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus Isaac and Ishmael. So 8 children. But God pointed Moses to only Isaac. See, it wasn't just about point, and somebody say, he was pointing them to the first children. Isaac wasn't the first child. I get the point. Jacob wasn't Isaac's first child. It wasn't about first children. He was pointing him to patterns, people that he has produced results in their lives, so they can look at them and know that this is possible. So when Moses entered Pharaoh's house, as they walked through the wilderness, he knew, I am here with God, who can do all things. I mean, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Whatever I think is possible here, is possible now. As you leave this place, you become a producer of signs and wonders. Just focus on the right people. Look at me now. I'm someone you should look at. Yes. Are you following me? And many others that God will show you. Some of them not to listen to their teaching. Just look at what they're doing. You're a tailor, fashion designer, God will show you bigger things for your brand. There are people, I mean believers that have done it. Believers who. Now, some of them, you really don't have to go and meet them, say, mentor me. That's not the point. Because I just explained to you now, there are fathers of faith in this nation who really don't know much about doctrine. But they know miracles. All they know is that God can do all things. Now, you might not be able to learn everything thing from them, but at least, focus on that particular, I get what I'm saying now. That miracle producing ministry. Focus on it. Do I listen to Dr. Maokwai? No, he's not my, somebody I listen to. But do I listen to his miracle? I follow his miracle. Because it just shows you possibilities. All things are possible. Tonight's another night to receive miracles. And not just receive miracles, to watch and see what God can also do with you. So that as you get back to school, as you get back to your workplace, as you get back to your churches,
your ministries, you can replicate the same. If you are sick this evening, come believing, come expecting, anything and everything is possible. Are you blessed this morning?
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.